The Little Known Syndrome, CBS. Member and acclaimed author Simon Mahoney shares his experience of Charles Bonnet syndrome. Charles Bonnet syndrome is a condition related to sight loss that is often misunderstood, if known about at all. Anyone with a sight loss can experience these hallucinations for a short period or indefinitely. The images are often patterns, people or animals. The patterns might look like brick walls, fences or geometric shapes, whereas the people are often in distinctive clothing or period dress. In this article, a member shares their experience of this condition, which can be confusing, scary and frustrating. Ultimately, CBS is not harmful or a sign of anything concerning, although it can make using any functional vision difficult. It's rare for images to be unpleasant or disturbing, and once understood, they become part of living with a sight loss. For more information, there's a very good charity called Esme's Umbrella. Simon's experience. Charles Bonnet syndrome is sometimes referred to as waking nightmares. It was known to the Swiss back in 1764, but news of it didn't reach the UK until 1983. This may account for why so many people look blank when you talk about it. The cause of the hallucinations, as I understand it, owes more to sensory deprivation rather than any mental aberration. When you lose your sight by damage to the eyes or optic nerves, the visual part of the brain is left alive and kicking. I like to think that, used to high levels of activity, when suddenly there is none or very little, it gets bored and makes stuff up. In this way, we have the real twist in the tale of sight loss. We can't see, and so we're allowed to see things that aren't there. The hallucinations are perfectly harmless, provided you understand CBS. If you don't, you have another layer of stress added onto the stress of losing your sight, as you start to think you're going crackers. Unfortunately, eye clinics don't generally tell us about CBS. After all, they're concerned with eyes, not sight loss. When I asked my consultant why he hadn't informed me of CBS, he replied that there were leaflets about it. After a few minutes of uncomfortable silence, he admitted that perhaps this wasn't appropriate. This, in my opinion, is criminal, as it condemns thousands to misery as they think they're losing their mind and dare not tell anyone. We're told that between 17 and 40% of people with sight loss have CBS. But this figure tells me that, like so much of the information out there about sight loss, it's complete rubbish. Personally, I feel that barring those who lose their sight through brain damage, most people with sight loss will experience CBS. After all, we can only know about CBS through self-report, and how many of us want to own up to seeing things? In fact, seeing things that aren't there is far more common than you might think. How many of us saw things when on stag on a very dark night? A lot more than we'll admit, I should think. The chairman of our local RBL branch told me that seeing a full marching band one night when on stag at Sandhurst. My view is that as I have sight loss, it's quite nice to see something every now and again, although on occasion, difficult to distinguish hallucinations from reality. I have a cat called Spitfire who lives up to her name. One morning, I awoke to see a rat on my chest. I touched it to dismiss the image, but on that occasion, it was a rat on my chest and not CBS, a little gift from my ever-loving cat. If you find the images disturbing or unpleasant, then there are ways of dealing with them called distraction techniques. Simply standing up and going to make a cup of tea will dismiss most hallucinations, though the more persistent ones may need a little more than that. Flicking your eyes from left to right and up and down rapidly for a few seconds should shift them. There's no shame in admitting to CBS. It's a real condition, not a mental one. You're not going crackers, so it can be better to just be open and tell people it's something you experience. At least then, if you start behaving in an odd way, they'll know why. In conclusion, I have lost count of the number of people I've talked to about CBS, changing their experience of sight loss forever. If you have found this article useful or even reassuring, please share its contents with anyone who claims to have walking nightmares. So what is Charles Bonnet syndrome, CBS? It's a condition characterized by visual hallucinations experienced by people with sight loss. It occurs when the brain fills in visual gaps caused by vision loss, leading to the perception of images that are not present in reality. This phenomenon is not related to mental illness, rather it's a neurological response to the lack of visual input. The syndrome is named after the Swiss philosopher Charles Bonnet, who first identified it in the 18th century.